husband. With her fingers, she brushed the hair from his forehead. "David," she said again, "are you all right?" He took her hand in both of his, brought it to his lips, and said simply, "No." At 5 a.m., Ellen lay asleep on her side with her head on David's chest. David was on his back, wondering how she could possibly sleep. He wasn't sure if he'd ever sleep again. For almost 2 hours, he'd told Ellen everything that had happened that evening. Late that afternoon, David and a team of management personnel had gathered in the executive conference room. By 5, they had begun working the phones, feverishly soliciting stockholder support. It was a desperate, last-ditch attempt to prevent a hostile buyout by a predatory conglomerate. Final notice reached the conference room shortly before midnight. Despite their best efforts, tears, pleas, prayers, and curses, the takeover had been completed. All executive and supervisory positions at the plant were terminated, effective immediately. A security guard had entered David's office less than 15 minutes after the phone call and offered to help clean out his desk. Within the hour, David was at the guardhouse near the plant entrance, waiting for a taxi. After 23 years of service, David had been asked to relinquish the keys to his office, the key to the gym, and the key to his company car. As he lay awake, David thought,